The city of Selma sits right in the middle of Alabama's Ghost Trail. It saw one of the final battles of the American Civil War, and Selma was one of the focal points in the Civil Rights Movement. People come here to experience the history and architecture, but for many, there's something else that draws them in.
Selma is a hotbed for paranormal activity.
That's Maggie Davies. She owns Selma Historic Cemetery Tours and is a paranormal investigator.
We have everything from in 1854 when Orion Williamson vanished with a loud boom and a flash of light in front of 50 slaves, his wife, child, and his neighbors, to the ghosts that haunt the houses from Civil War vets.
Even though a tragic event is often associated with haunted places, Davies says that's not always the case.
One thing we have to look at when we talk about Selma is what the bedrock is underneath, the river running by, all the iron in this area, it stores and grabs energy. And it will make a photo negative, and it just plays out over time.
Which Davies says is a recipe for ghosts. As we walk through the Live Oak Cemetery on the west end of town, the Spanish moss hanging from the live oaks and magnolia trees creates an eerie appearance even in broad daylight. Davies claims Selma even has ghosts that walk the street, like that of a trash collector who definitely likes attention.
We have a ghost down on Water Avenue named Charlie. He was actually a slave. Charlie's been showing his appearance. People hear the tinkering of a cart behind them, turn around, look, nothing there. Some people get little, not pushed, but playful shoved. Charlie likes to make his presence known at all times.
When the house was renovated, not many structural changes were made.
Our next stop is Sturtevant Hall, an extravagant townhome built in 1852 to entertain the guest of Colonel Edward T. Watts. It's a popular spot among history lovers, and it hosts the Grand Military Ball every year. And as you might have guessed, there's a story about how Sturtevant Hall has someone that just doesn't want to leave.
Now, we do have a resident ghost.
Manera Searcy is the executive director of the Sturtevant Hall Museum. She says the ghost is that of John Parkman.
Mr. Parkman is our spirit in the house. We hear him, and people have seen him from time to time, and he causes a little mischief every now and then. Not too bad.
He was the first president of the National Bank of Selma and the second owner of the house. He was arrested after the bank lost a large sum of money and was killed while trying to escape prison. He promised to never leave the house until his name was cleared.
Sometimes you'll hear footsteps up on the second floor walking back and forth when nobody is here. I'm a witness to that one. I've not seen Mr. Parkman, but I have heard him, and he does move things around every now and then.
Searcy says the combination of the building's history and ghost stories brings nearly 1,500 visitors a year.
I don't know how many of them are, you know, ghost-related, but people are interested in the ghost stories. We've had some weird things happen, and not only Mr. Parkman, but people swear that they hear and see little children running around when there aren't any here. Mm. But it's a beautiful place, and we don't mind the ghost.
Another spot on the ghost trail is the St. James Hotel. It was built in 1837 and is the only surviving hotel in Selma's downtown historic district. It is reportedly haunted by one of America's most notorious gunslingers.
Jesse James, he stayed in 301. Above the fireplace in the lobby is a picture of his mistress that was supposedly killed in the stairwell right here behind us, but they don't know who did it.
Stephanie works the front desk at the St. James. She says while she hasn't experienced much activity, she'd be scared if something big were to happen.
I'd probably leave. I'm a very superstitious person, and so far I've had a few little things happen, but I'm going to stick by it. It's my mind playing tricks on me versus it really did happen. And these are the original stairs.
We go upstairs to the most coveted room in the hotel, 301. That's Jesse James's room. Stephanie says she may not have seen anything out of the ordinary, but others have.
I couldn't tell you how many stories of people that claim to have seen him sitting in that chair, the one that's closest to the lamp. He would always sit right there, or he would sit in this chair to either keep an eye out over this side of the road or out of the front side of the road.
Selma lays claim to a wide variety of ghosts. Outlaws, slaves, bankers, and socialites. But as we concluded our tour, Davies wanted to reassure anyone who may come in contact with a Selma ghost, there's nothing to worry about.
One thing I'll tell you about the Selma ghosts, they're very accommodating, and they are very friendly. Not inside the city limits have we ever found a menacing ghost. They've all been friendly, and they're just curious.
Now, whether or not you believe in hauntings, supporters of Alabama's Ghost Trail say all of these tales could help visitors better appreciate the history of the state. and maybe raise a few hairs in the process. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News, in Selma, Alabama.